Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
Equities or bonds, gold or gilt? As we start 2010, investors will be wondering what to do with their money. I spoke to Kevin Gardner, Head of Investment Strategy for Europe, the Middle East and Africa, at Barclays Wealth to get his thoughts. So the FTSE has rallied quite strongly in 2009. Where do you expect it to be at the end of this year?
Well, we think it can rally further in 2010, and we're penciling in an index level for the end of the year. Very dangerous thing to do, I know, but we're penciling in a level of about 5,800. Now, the gains in prospects from current levels compared to the gains that we've seen in the last part of 2009, of course, are relatively modest, but we do feel that further gains are quite likely, and we're keeping an open mind as to the balance of risks surrounding that target. I think the market is as likely to finish above it as it is to finish below it.
And do you expect to see a return to risk for investors?
Very, very slowly, I think we can see that risk appetite is returning to the way that investors are behaving. And you can see that reflected in the pattern of asset prices we've seen in recent weeks. So, for example, the fact that equities have been rallying while government bond yields have been rising, that's a very visible indication that risk appetite is beginning to return to the market. In the jargon, you can almost see on a daily basis the implied equity risk premium dropping as investors do return to equity. Investing.
Do you have any tips for investors as to where the opportunities might lie in 2010?
Well, we think opportunities in 2010 probably lie most visibly in the equity area. And perhaps contentiously, we're thinking that it's not so much emerging market equities that are most attractive at the moment, but developed equities, essentially because these have been overlooked almost. The emerging market story has been very popular. Those markets have risen a long way. They're not particularly cheap anymore. But European, UK, US equities, by local standards, are looking quite inexpensive. So some of the best opportunities, we think, will actually lie in the equity areas, and in developed markets in particular. Sectors such as technology, telecoms, pharmaceuticals, some cyclical sectors, we think will continue to do reasonably well. We think commodities as an asset class looks quite interesting. It looks quite interesting because we're going into the recovery phase of the global economy. Commodity prices have risen some way already, of course, but they haven't risen sensationally just yet. And this cycle will be a very intensively commodity using cycle because China is growing very quickly. As many people know, China is a big user of commodities, and we think that will underpin demand for commodities and underpin commodity prices. Some corporate bonds we think will also continue to do quite well. Our emphasis at the moment is at the higher yield area within the credit markets, and we're thinking there that high yield spreads have already come down a long way, but they're still wide enough to offer quite a bit of a cushion against the likelihood of an underlying increase in government yields, and that cushion will allow investors to benefit from the relatively attractive yields that those assets hold. So for us, those would probably be the main picks, and our least favorite area would be long dated government paper and to some extent cash, where we think the returns on offer are simply too small to compensate investors for leaving liquidity in place.
And what about gold? That's been very popular in the last 6 months. Where do you expect the gold price to go?
I think in the last 6 months, the two areas we've had more questions about from our clients than anywhere else, firstly, real estate, where we have a fairly cautious view, and we're cautiously optimistic about the UK commercial real estate sector not the residential sector. It's very difficult to invest in the residential sector to begin with, and valuations there are still quite high. So real estate has been a tremendously interesting area, and of course, gold has been a very, very hot topic. Now, our view on gold, I'm afraid, is actually quite a clear one at the moment, and it's a negative one. We think that gold has already risen a long way. If we look at the long-term charts, we find that it's not always a very good hedge against moderate inflation. And a lot of the reasons that people have been using to buy gold, understandably for much of the last 18 months, I guess, we've been facing a financial crisis, an economic crisis. Gold is almost an investment panic button. People buy it because they want a safe haven. As the world stabilizes, which is our central view, then the need to buy such a safe haven will fade. And with gold prices in real terms already looking quite high, we think that the price on a one-year view is more likely to fall significantly than to rise.
You tend to favour equities for 2010, is that right?
Equities would be our favourite asset class, both for the UK and globally. And we favour equities essentially because we're moving into the equity-friendly part of the business cycle, and because we think that equities as an asset class were most beaten up in the crisis that we've just lived through. If you look back for the UK and the US over the entire previous decade, in fact, on some comparisons, if you go back two decades, you can find that equities have underperformed government bonds quite materially in the last decade, more so than in any other rolling 10-year period for which we've got records. That prolonged period of equity underperformance at some stage will come to an end, and we think this is a very favorable stage of the business cycle and the longer investment cycle from which to be viewing equities, because we think some of that underperformance is indeed beginning to come to an end, and we're expecting outperformance going ahead.
So we've talked about some of the opportunities for investors, but what are the big risks that investors need to be aware of in 2010?
The risks that we're facing in 2010, there are many of them. I'm hoping, and we as a team are hoping, that the scale of the risks that we're facing is relatively minor when compared to the awful financial and economic abyss that we thought we were facing early in 2009. So there are many risks out there. The scale of those risks, we think, is more tractable than the scale of risks we faced early last year. Of the risks we're facing, personally, the one I'm most aware of, I think, is the need for interest rates at some stage to normalize. I mentioned earlier that a low level of short-term interest rates for the first half of this year is one of the reasons for quite liking the equity market, for example, at the moment. At some stage, short-term interest rates will have to rise, and we think they will start to rise before the end of the year. If they rise sooner, some volatility could come back into markets. As I say, I think the risk is dealable with. We can live with that risk. It's tractable. And everything will depend on the sequence of events. If interest rates rise before markets and investors are convinced that the global economy has indeed stabilized and can live with a higher level of interest rates, obviously that will be bad news for many risky assets. If instead interest rates rise only when it becomes clear that the economy, and in the United States, this really means the labor market in particular, if interest rates rise only after it's become clear that the labor market is stabilizing, I think actually even equity markets can live with rising interest rates. But as I say, the sequencing is important. Interest rates are at very, very low levels, and we haven't been in exactly this territory before, so those risks do have to be taken quite seriously.
That was Kevin Gardner, Head of Investment Strategy for Europe, the Middle East and Africa, on where to put your money in 2010.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.